Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to the Astrology News Report. This is the special report section where I'll take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special predictive report on the transit of Mars through Scorpio from July 12th until September 17th, with an analysis of potential effects for your chart based on your rising sign. After having retrograded out of Scorpio and into Libra for 4 weeks, Mars has now returned to Scorpio, its own sign, where it will stay until September 17th. Mars is the planet of action. It is strong in its own sign, Scorpio. Scorpio is one of the power signs, a sign fascinated with acquiring and using power. Scorpio is especially good at acquiring power through forming alliances. Mars in Scorpio, as the planet of action in the sign of power, is courageous and intent on getting results. But Saturn is here too. While in Scorpio, Mars again teams up with Saturn. Both Mars and Saturn are classed as natural malefics, in other words, capable of doing harm. As we might expect, two malefics in one sector of the heavens for an extended period of time is a major astrology energy pattern, giving a strong potential for effects and events. Saturn is the planet of harsh realities, of responsibility and obligations, restriction and delay. Saturn is also the planet of suffering. Saturn is sort of the opposite of Mars. The combination results in a lot of tension and stress. Mars, planet of action, and Saturn, planet of responsibility, is a great combo for taking responsible action and making prolonged, determined efforts, but can become really nasty if it runs into opposition. Saturn plus Mars in Scorpio can be unscrupulous about achieving its goals, ruthless, merciless, cruel. Mars will be in Scorpio until September 17th, when it will finally move on to the next sign, Sagittarius, and the pattern will break up. It's important to be prepared for the effects this combination will have on your own life. What sort of results you get depends on how the Mars-Saturn mixture affects your own Vedic astrology birth chart. Therefore, I will now analyze some of the possible outcomes of this pattern for each of the 12 rising signs, based on which house, which sector of your life, the planets are transiting through in your natal Vedic astrology chart. If you have an Aries rising chart, Mars and Saturn are together in your 8th house. This is a rather problematic placement, since one of the significations of the 8th house is things we shouldn't do, that is, clandestine activities which could result in humiliation. The 8th house is also long-term problems. Saturn is the planet of duration, and Mars is the planet of destruction. So, be careful you don't engage in activities that could have long-term destructive consequences. On another level, the 8th house is financial arrangements with others. The Mars-Saturn combination indicates a strong focus on joint finances. For Taurus rising people, Mars and Saturn are transiting in the 7th house, the house of the opposite person. This is not a good combination for any kind of one-on-one relationships. If this is your spouse, then your marriage will be going through a rough period. The 7th house is the direct enemy, who will be empowered by this combination. Remember, planets transiting in the 7th house are opposed to to the first house, which represents yourself. So, not a good time to be engaged in a battle, which you may lose. Similarly, a new alliance that looks promising is more likely to fail. If you are a Gemini rising person, the Mars-Saturn combination transits in your sixth house. The sixth house is your job and place of employment. Relationships in this area, such as with coworkers or any employees, will be rather bumpy for the next couple of months. Health is another area covered by this sector of the chart. Mars is the planet of infections and injuries. Saturn is the planet of longevity. Be careful of getting sick. Any sickness or health problem will be hard to get rid of. Two malefic planets in your sixth house of struggle and difficulty are bound to bring problems and conflicts into your life, but it is also a combination that gives you energy for solving these problems and the potential for being victorious over your enemies. Cancer rising people have Mars and Saturn transiting in their fifth house, the house of romance, creativity, speculation, and children. Two malefics together in this part of the chart is not going to be helpful for romance. You may be determined to have one, but your advances are not appreciated. Your child will be more difficult and defiant than usual. If you can channel the energy into a specific project, this combination may help you in your creative efforts. For Leo rising, Mars is with Saturn in your fourth house, the sector of the chart that represents your home and domestic activities. Two malefic planets here are not conducive to a peaceful, harmonious home life. Tension and stress are more likely the scenario. On the other hand, if there is some home improvement project that needs doing, this may be the time to do it. Saturn is the planet of structure. Mars is the planet of tools. The fourth house is the foundation of the chart, indicating stability, security, and inner happiness. The combination of Mars and Saturn in this part of your chart makes you determined to fortify your situation, and any perceived threat compels you to lash out and defend yourself. If you are Virgo rising, Mars and Saturn are transiting in your third house, the house of skills and talents, initiative and efforts. Mars with Saturn is great for forceful action, concentrated efforts. So this transit helps your initiative for pushing a project forward. But it's simultaneously a combination for cruelty in the third house of familiar people. You run the danger of alienating third house people, namely siblings, close relatives, and neighbors, who are put off by your no-holds-barred ambition. For Libra rising people, Mars and Saturn are transiting in your second house, where the double malefic combination is ominous for the family front. Malefics in this sector tend to create problems for another of the second house significations, your personal finances. Mars is action, Saturn is obligation. A family obligation forces you to spend some of your money. Mars is the planet of aggression, affecting your second house of speech, along with Saturn, the planet of restriction. Thus, the impulse to speak, plus the necessity of holding back. This is a pressure cooker type of combination, so be careful of situations that could make you explode into harsh speech. Mars and Saturn are transiting in the ascendant for Scorpio rising people, where the forceful energy of this combination makes you willing to take on tasks that you might otherwise want to avoid. If you have a project requiring determination and follow-through, now is the time. But be careful you don't go overboard. This powerful planetary pattern can be especially cruel and ruthless in the house of self-manifestation. From this position, Mars and Saturn are opposing your seventh house of one-on-one relationships, making interactions with others much more problematic for satisfactory results, except for overcoming your direct enemy. For Sagittarius rising people, Mars and Saturn are transiting in your 12th house. Two malefics transiting in your house of the subconscious makes you fearful and anxious. Mars is the planet of attack. When Mars transits in your 12th house of hidden action, it can manifest as an attack from an unknown hidden enemy. In other words, someone working against you from behind your back. Saturn adds a layer of persistence. The troublemaker is especially hard to deal with. The 12th house is the house of loss. Malefics transiting in this sector of your chart can bring unexpected expense and losses. If you are Capricorn rising, Mars and Saturn are transiting in your 11th house of goals and ambitions, friends and associates, gains and accomplishments. Vedic astrology presumes that natural malefic planets transiting in the 11th house helps to spur your ambition and thereby generate greater accomplishment. The Mars-Saturn combination aids in making you especially determined to accomplish your goal, but two malefics in the house of associates will cause problems with your professional associates and potential deterioration to friendships. Mars and Saturn are transiting in the 10th house for Aquarius rising charts, affecting your house of career, business, and actions in the community. Malefic transits in this part of the chart signifies bad behavior in public places. This is the house of reputation, so better be careful you don't become notorious. Otherwise, Mars, planet of aggression, plus Saturn, planet of endurance, can be helpful for beating down an opponent to your business or helping you in professional competition. And finally, Pisces rising people have Mars and Saturn transiting in their 9th house of good fortune, higher learning, and long-distance journey. Vedic astrology understands that natural malefics in this sector of the chart encourage tapas. That's a Sanskrit term for undergoing hardship for the sake of rewards. So, if you have some difficult task in front of you requiring hard work and sacrifice, this would be the time to set forth with the aim of, eventually, getting a payoff. Malefics in this part of your chart are problematic for relations with ninth house people, your father, your priest, teacher, or guru. This would not be a favorable time for a long-distance journey, although you may have to go on such a journey due to a sense of obligation. The combination of Mars and Saturn will be affecting other signs and houses due to the energy broadcast through the aspects of these planets. All of the fixed signs are especially impacted, in other words, Taurus, Leo, and Aquarius. So if you have planets or important points in any of these signs in your Vedic birth chart, you are more likely to experience adverse circumstances due to this double transit. Remember, the Mars-Saturn in Scorpio combo continues until mid-September. As the weeks go by, other planets will interact with Mars and Saturn, causing various permutations of the energy pattern. The topic of Mars and Saturn will surely be coming up again, so no doubt I'll be revisiting it as events materialize. Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. You can follow me on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.